Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Alison Fox and I'm Curator of Archaeology for Manx National Heritage. Today, I'd like to talk about one of the most beautiful objects within all of the Manx National Collections, commonly known as the Pagan Lady's Necklace. In the case in the Museum 100 exhibition that houses some of the most beautiful objects that we have, one really, I think, stands out, not just for its age and composition, but the colours. And this object, Pagan Lady's Necklace, is 1,000 years old. Around about 1,000 years ago, a woman died and she was buried with her belongings on St. Patrick's Isle. Her grave was stone-lined. It was a bit more elaborate than those around her. But she wasn't buried in quite the same way as the others. Most of the other people buried in that area were Christian burials. They were aligned east to west and they had no grave goods with them. This particular woman, however, was buried in amongst them, but she had lots of possessions, which has made us interpret her as being pagan, hence the pagan lady. As well as the necklace, she had an iron rod, which has been interpreted perhaps as a cooking spit or perhaps as a wand of office. Her head was laid on a feather pillow, and she was dressed either in a shroud or a veil. And she had some other belongings as well. But the necklace has stood colourful and bright for the 1,000 years that she's been in the ground. When the grave was excavated in the 1980s, this amazing array of beads were found in the neck area. They range in colour from very plain, clear glass to bright blues, to oranges, to green and yellow. Some of the glass beads have decorations on them. Some of the beads we know were made in the Mediterranean area and made their way to the Isle of Man, and they were buried with this lady. We don't know who she was. We don't think she was local to the island, but she must have had some status in her community. For when she died, this most precious of objects, this most precious collection of glass beads were buried with her to keep her colour with her on her next journey.